In this episode of the Sprouting Success Podcast, we will explore the limiting beliefs that we place on ourselves in life, the walls that we build in an effort to protect ourselves from the outside world. We're going to talk about how, by removing obstacles and breaking through these barriers, you can and will unlock your hidden potential. With that potential realized, you will be a more advanced version of yourself, better equipped to handle the stress and opportunities that come your way. Thank you for tuning in and supporting the show. My ask is that you please leave a rating and review of the show wherever you're listening. Now let's get into it. You are now tuned into the show that helps you become the person you need to be in order to have the life that you want to have. We're going to get your mindset right around growth, help create a vision of success for you to go out and achieve, making every day a breakout day. You are in the right place at the right time. Welcome to the Sprouting Success Podcast. I am your host, Remy Ellis. Today's topic is all about removing barriers and unlocking your hidden potential. This will be broken into two different parts, two different ideas that are actually closely connected. First, we're going to talk about barriers, what they are, why they exist, and how to overcome them. And secondly, unlocking potential, that force which is oftentimes hiding behind the walls. So, walls and barriers. These are the limiting beliefs we accept as reality in lives. And I will once again remind everyone listening, you are what you repeatedly think. Your thoughts lead to your actions to your habits become your character, and your character becomes your destiny. These barriers are built with thoughts. And so each time you think, you are strengthening the wall. It gets a little bit stronger every time you repeat that thought. And it works both ways. If you're a positive thinker and your standard operating system is yes, I can, or this will work out in the end, you're building the wall that protects you from negativity and limiting self-beliefs like no, you can't, or this will end badly for you. So as you sit today, you have walls up around you that are keeping things in and keeping things out. In The 48 Laws of Power by one of my favorite authors, Robert Greene, he talks about isolation. And one of the laws paints a picture, tells a story of a medieval king locked away in his castle and his fortress to avoid enemies. And he goes on to explain, you may think this is wise to isolate yourself, but by doing so, you actually cut yourself off from important information and it makes you more conspicuous because everyone knows you're in your castle. Everyone knows where to find you. He argues that it's better to get out from the fortress walls and mingle amongst your friends and your allies. Be part of the crowd. Hopefully the walls that you've built, again, based on what you believe to be true about the world and yourself, hopefully what you're keeping inside your walls is the good, the positive energy, and you're protecting from the negative. But perhaps you've built walls based on the belief that you are not destined for greatness in any form, or maybe your life just hasn't panned out the way that you had hoped. That could be a sticky spot to be in. The point of this all is to say to you, it can be easy to seclude yourself and live in your own little bubble where you're safe and you're only operating based on your own thoughts with no feedback from other people. That's actually pretty dangerous. You've built these walls over years with unconscious thoughts that are just automatic. It's going to take conscious effort to break them down. If you want to stop limiting yourself, and again, unlock that potential I mentioned earlier. With the walls we create in life, our view gets obstructed. It's like in the big cities that weren't always so big. In my personal travels, I've met several people who knew these cities before they came to be developed. And one person in particular, they told me that they used to have a view of the lake off in the distance. But now with the new skyscraper, condo, or office building that was built, they no longer have that view. Right? That's a physical wall coming up. You can't see the lake anymore. And without a clear view of everything going on, how could you make a well-informed decision in your life? That's a trick question. Be aware of that. And when you decide that you no longer want to limit yourself and hold yourself back in life, then continue listening to this next part. Nice, okay. Removing the barriers in your life sounds really uncomfortable. How about instead of going full demolition mode on the wall, how about we just cut out a doorway so you can walk through? Does that sound fair enough? I'm going to tell you an example from my own life, where years ago I was an active person, but I wanted to get into better shape and consistently go to the gym. I had tried to go, but, you know, things get in the way. A week goes by and I haven't showed up. When I did show up, I was doing the exercises I enjoy, I felt comfortable with, kind of coasting, taking random action, and therefore seeing random or no results. When I got to the gym then, I would have to think about, okay, what exercises do I want to do? What muscle groups or circuits or what should I be doing? I'd then pull out my phone, do some scrolling to find something, and that is a disaster. That's disaster mode. That's a wall. That's a barrier in life. Result I wanted was I want to get in shape, but I can't figure out how to do that. I can't be consistent. I don't know what to do once I'm in the gym. How do I break that wall down? Turns out I didn't have to break the wall down all the way. I just had to create a doorway. You know what I did? I hired a personal trainer. Someone certified and licensed to give advice on fitness, nutrition, and exercise. I hired my trainer to help me get over and through the wall. There's no more question marks when I walked in the gym. Here's your program that we agreed upon based on your goals. Here's the days I'm going to go to the gym. Here's what time of day I'm going to go to the gym. What works best for me. Here's the group of exercises I'm going to do with video guides if I need to watch those beforehand just so I know my form is correct. It left really no room for questions or random action. This is real structure. This is how you break through a wall of limiting self-belief. Like, I can't get in shape, or I can't go to the gym. I don't know what to do. You can. As you make your way through and over your walls, you unlock potential. So not everything you hide yourself from with these walls to keep out is so prickly and uncomfortable. Some things are actually really good. That version of me that is now a frequent gym goer who feels comfortable when I walk in and confident because I have a plan, I had that in me the whole time. It was always possible for me to be that person. I unlocked the potential by working with my trainer and overcoming that blockage, and then I became the guy. Here's a quick definition of potential, just so we're all on the same page here. Having or showing the capacity to become or develop into something in the future. I had the capacity the whole time. I knew I wanted to be in shape. It wasn't due to a lack of desire that I wasn't seeing my results. And in your own life, I bet you have a lot of desires. You aren't seeing results because you don't want to see results. I bet you want to see results pretty badly. You're just cut off from your potential right now. It's on the other side of a wall waiting around for you to break through. And there's nothing more frustrating than knowing you can be doing better or achieving at a higher level in your life than what your current state of being shows for. And we've all been there. It's maddening because to come up short when you've proven to yourself that you are better than this sounds to me like a wall problem. That's potential peeking over the wall, trying to get your attention and give you confidence to break through. I think potential is so tough for us to grasp because it occurs in the future. Again, that definition is having or showing the capacity to become or develop into something in the future. We want the results and the glory and the satisfaction today. We don't want to wait for potential to be unlocked and realize. That takes time. That's boring. It takes a lot of mental fortitude to delay gratification enough to work hard every day, break down your walls, not see results for a long time, and then suddenly you realize that you have realized your full potential at that thing. And some people never experience that. You're different because you listen to the Sprouting Success podcast, but be impatient with breaking down the walls, removing those self-limiting beliefs. And be patient with potential. So be impatient with action. Be patient with the results. Thank you all for tuning in. I've been Remy Ellis, and I'll see you on the next one.